Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday signed and released the joint statement of the President of the People's Republic of China and the President of the Russian Federation regarding the pre-2030 development plan on priorities in China-Russia economic cooperation. Lei Shuran has more.
In the statement, they pledge to carry out economic cooperation, including increasing trade, improving trade structure, developing e-commerce, and finding new areas of cooperation. Both committed to steadily increasing the proportion of local currency settlements in bilateral trade, investment, and loans to meet market demand. They agreed to strengthen long-term cooperation in the energy sector.Xi and Putin called for promoting exchanges and cooperation in technology to ensure high-level development in both countries. In addition to upgrading industrial cooperation, they also pledged to enhance agricultural cooperation to ensure food security. Lei Shuran, Shanghai Live.
Xi wrapped up his state visit to Russia and left Moscow this morning to return to China. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Chernyshenko and other senior Russian officials held a grand farewell ceremony for Xi at the airport. China's high-tech industrial products are gaining international popularity despite economic challenges brought about by the pandemic, as overseas companies discover the important ways the technology can help them grow and develop. And of course, that provides significant fuel for China's industrial growth too. Our reporter Zhang Shixuan visited three local tech firms and finds out just what they are doing to keep their reputations growing in overseas markets.
Handling more than 80% of all international trading goods. Sea freight routes are the lifeline of the world economy, and ports around the world are its heart. Keeping these hearts beating are the trucks that move the freight to and from the docks. At this port in Thailand, these self-driving electric trucks have transported almost 235,000 20-foot equivalent containers.
While these trucks are running and playing an important role in foreign countries' trade, it's worth remembering that they all came from here, this Shanghai-based tech firm with more than 300 R&D staff, which was just established in 2015.
The first batch of the company's automated container trucks were exported to Thailand in April 2020, when many countries around the world were challenged by COVID outbreaks, and so was the supply chain. It wasn't just a matter of putting wheels on trucks.They also had to design the system to run them.
Our total solutions include the trucks, so we had to deal with challenges to part supplies. Right from the R&D stage, we have prepared as many backup components as possible. We developed a variety of options on the production and supply sides to ensure the export of our products. And we also developed a large number of remote delivery arrangement tools and a system of remote upgrades.
So far, the company has exported its smart truck transport solutions to 120 clients in 16 countries and regions. And the smart China tech is not only on the road, it's also in the air, with cutting-edge developments that go by the name of eVTOL, or Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing.
The first time I came here was actually 2 years ago, when I saw this model made for industrial use. But now, there are many eVTOL models developed during the outbreak in the last year and a half.And the brand new passenger eVTOL is even going to fly in other countries later this year.
3 weeks ago, the tech firm broke the world record with its brand new passenger model, completing the longest fully electric aircraft flight on a single charge, 250.3 kilometers. With more than 95% of its components made domestically, a stable supply chain has been an important part of the company's success.
In the Yangtze Delta area, I mean, actually this, capacity for the supply chain has been really, really helpful. And then, because we have lots of, small components that we can easily get access, from other companies, surrounding in this area. We're targeting Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, and then also U.S. market as well.
With continuing work on AI and AR development for metaverse applications,Tech firms have become competitive enough to provide exclusive technologies overseas. In the past 2 years, SenseTime has applied its technology to Saudi Arabia's biggest cultural and entertainment program, which builds on the Saudi Vision 2030, aiming to establish the entertainment industry as a key component of the national economy. Its exports have also been extended to smart city construction and education in a Middle East country. The changes have meant a transformation for the company as well.
Apparently, it's different from what we are doing and what we offer in China market. The culture and the language is different. The local ecosystem is different and the way of making business is different. Unlike other typical Chinese companies going abroad in the last 2 decades, it's very challenging to sell new technologies like AI to overseas market. Therefore, we have reshaped entire portfolio and the propositions to fulfill customer need and bring a meaningful solution and a true value to our clients.
Just last week, the company announced a collaboration with a major media group in Thailand to bolster the infrastructure development of that country's first metaverse platform. And now as the world eases its COVID travel precautions, each of the companies we talked to has plans for expanded international travels and communication to accelerate their footprints abroad. Zhang Shixuan, Money Talks.
Russia today accused Britain of triggering genocide by supplying Ukraine with depleted uranium tank shells. Steve Rivencourt has more.
The United Kingdom confirmed on Monday that it will send a shipment of ammunition to Ukraine containing depleted uranium. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday accused the UK and what he called the collective West of using every means at their disposal to uphold their hegemony.
If this is true, then they are not only prepared to take risks, but to violate international and humanitarian law.
The UN also expressed alarm over the UK's plans, saying that the international body has long voiced concerns about the consequences of depleted uranium use.
You'll have seen the concerns we've expressed over the years about any use of depleted uranium, given the consequences of such usage.
According to the International Atomic Energy Agency, depleted uranium is used in ammunition as it increases a round's ability to penetrate a target's armor plating. The use of depleted uranium munitions was previously acknowledged by NATO in a report in the year 2000, with the U.S.-led bloc revealing that it had used some 10 metric tons of the material in Yugoslavia and 300 metric tons in Iraq. The report indicated that the material poses a threat due to its toxicity when in an aerosol form. Also on Tuesday, the Polish defense minister and U.S. officials attended a ceremony to formally upgrade the U.S. military presence in Poland. There are currently more than 10,000 American troops stationed in Poland, as well as 5 army garrisons in Germany, 1 in Belgium, and 1 in Italy. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.